This is Decoded Datebook for June 9th. Yesterday, we heard how the polio vaccine, developed by Dr. Jonas Salk's team, arrived in North Dakota. On this date, in 1955, North Dakota held its first polio vaccination clinics. At the World War Memorial Building in Bismarck, 981 children, ages 6 to 9, were vaccinated. They streamed into the building from buses and got in line, looking ahead in curiosity. They bared their arms and looked away when it was their turn for the shot. It wasn't easy for everybody. One boy resisted and was held by four nurses and his mother. Other parents were reluctant about the vaccine. One mother thought a long time before letting her six-year-old daughter get vaccinated. The National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, also known as the March of Dimes, provided the vaccine free of charge for first and second graders in North Dakota. Under that program, in 1955, 59% of those children were vaccinated, more than 17,800 kids. Vaccination rates ranged from 24% in Oliver County to 88% in Renville County. The federal government also provided $134,000 for vaccinating people ages 19 and younger and pregnant women. A shortage of vaccine was a challenge. The vaccinations were the chief priority of public health nurses, whose work also included tuberculosis testing and rehabilitation services for the elderly, chronically ill, and people with disabilities. In summarizing the first year of polio shots, North Dakota's director of public health wrote, "Never in the history of the state has there been such an extensive effort to wipe out a dreaded disease." 1955 ended with the second fewest polio cases in North Dakota over the last 10 years. Dr. Albert Sabin soon developed an oral polio vaccine, which was taken with sugar. Like Salk's shot, it generated mass turnouts. As many as 16,000 people were vaccinated in one day in Stutzman County in 1963. Vaccinations eliminated polio in the U.S. by 1979. But it has not yet been eradicated from the world, with cases persisting in Afghanistan and Pakistan. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, who was paralyzed from polio at the age of 39, helped found the March of Dimes, which raises money for vaccine research and patient care. His image has been on the dime since 1946, an everyday reminder of the polio story. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Jack Dura. I'm Merle Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.